You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, you know, we have someone on the line that we want to speak to in lieu of the fact that I was not able to join him last night to go to my friend Richard Sherman's 90th birthday celebration.
Of course.
The great Richard Sherman.
Who we love so much here on the show.
His late brother Robert, you know, are the two of the most celebrated movie composers of all time. And they were the writers of so many great, wonderful Disney movies, Jungle Book, Mary Poppins, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah, those projects did okay.
Yeah, they did. They did. And Richard is such a dear, sweet man, as is his wife, Elizabeth, and we're good friends. And it was a big hoopla at the Motion Picture Academy of Arts and Sciences last night. And one of the gentlemen that I work with in my efforts for Broadway World TV Los Angeles is my videographer and editor. And he is on the line. And he himself is a wonderful actor, on top of being a great videographer and editor, and has his own show called MovieGuys.net.
That's right. So all of our listeners can obviously jump on right now and check that out, MovieGuys.net. Let's go ahead and welcome in Paul Preston. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Gentlemen, please be seated.
Great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. So, Paul, tell everybody that's listening to this program today about your experience of going to the event for Richard Sherman last night at the Motion Picture Academy Theater.
Well, the Academy threw an event called the Sherman Brothers, a Hollywood Songbook, and it was, as you mentioned, a celebration of these great brothers, Robert and Richard Sherman, who wrote so many of the classic Disney songs from the animated films and beyond, and it stretched well beyond that into other films like Tom Sawyer and Snoopy Come Home and all sorts of films that they've done these great music, this great music for. But Richard himself turned 90. I don't know if it was specifically last night, but this month he turns 90.
Actually on the 12th.
And so, big celebration time. And what I love about the Academy is that the Samuel Goldwyn Theater in Beverly Hills, they put on events like this all the time. This was a star-studded event that the public can go and see for $5.
Wow.
Only in Los Angeles can you do these types of things. I mean, I went to one before for Groundhog Day for, what was that, 25th anniversary?
Wow.
But they had the filmmakers there for Q&As. It's rare when you get into a screening there and get out without a Q&A with the filmmakers or actors or creative team in some form there. So this was just one of the biggest ones I've seen yet. The whole thing started out with Keala Settle. Am I pronouncing her name correctly? I always looked like Keela, but she played the bearded lady in Greatest Showman.
Oh, sure.
And as you know, plenty of Broadway credits, and she came out and sang a very slowed down and emotional It's a Small World.
Oh, really?
And got the attention of the entire place, you know, and to huge applause.
I can't imagine a different arrangement of It's a Small World being sung like that,
right?
But because it's such a repetitious
song. Richard Allen was the running the trio. He did a lot of the arrangements for the songs that night.
The great Richard Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny Loggins?
And sometimes I have varying opinions, too, about sometimes changing up songs like that. But, then John Stamos was the host of the evening. He came out and said that to slow it down and make it meaningful and emotional like that. You know, the lyrics to that song spoke to the time when it was made and are just as true today about how to spread love and remember we're all one world and we're all living here together.
Absolutely.
So I have to ask you this question, Paul, because there are three women in the audience. Two are older, one is younger, 16 years old. I think she'll know who this man is. The host last night was John Stamos.
All three of our ladies just know.
Yeah, big
pays
smiles.
To be good looking, doesn't it? Man,
little
oh man, everybody knows him.
Up to the ceiling there, like on Facebook.
Paul, how is he as a host? I loved him in How to Succeed in Business and such a great performer. How is he as a host?
Well, I would say that it's not going to help our case for ever comparing ourselves well to him. Because he was charming. and handsome, and self-effacing too. He said, you know, thank you everyone for coming out, and of course I'd like to thank the Academy, and that's pretty much the only time I'm ever going to get to say that, you know. So he was,
now hold on, Paul, you're telling me that like he was charming, handsome, and self-effacing?
It just makes you sick, doesn't it?
Guys like me don't stand a chance anymore. I don't like this. Man, that's great. I'm so glad to hear it. He's obviously a great performer, and it sounds like Richard was in full force last night as well, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't know he was 90. Got up
right
there, and it's so great that we can celebrate him and not have to just, like, refer to him, and he just kind of waves and mumbles. I mean, God bless people who are struggling with anything like that, but
sure.
Richard is alive and vibrant and funny, and he walked up on stage and he played a song, and he's, you know, was grateful and charming as well. So yeah,
wow.
It was really he was the grand finale, of course, as you can imagine.
Well, and what did the lovely, wonderful Haley Mills do? Did she sing?
Well, what a treat to see her. I had never in my life seen Haley Mills. She came out and sang the song from The Parent Trap.
Let's
which
Get
was
Together.
Let's Get Together.
How
yes.
great.
Yeah.
Right. She's
and,
a pro.
Go ahead.
No, I just said she's a pro. You know, I've met her before, worked with her once, and had Richard and she got up on stage together and sang that song. He played and sang with her. That was about a year and a half ago.
At the ALS benefit we saw her.
ALS benefit
she's great.
At the Pasadena Playhouse, yeah. So, yeah, you're looking at royalty, Disney royalty, Haley Mills. Well, Paul, thank you for taking time and filling us all in. I was excited to hear what you had to say, and obviously you had a good time. So thank you for going, and sorry that I wasn't able to join you last night.
Yeah, and I encourage people who live in Los Angeles, take advantage of these kind of events, because it's not many other cities where you're going to get old films and old, you know, celebrated. Last night there were clips from plenty of old and legendary films, naturally from Mary Poppins to Jungle Book and right on down. So and Karen Dotrice was there. Is that her name? Who played
the young girl? Yes, the young
Jane Banks.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So, you talked about there was just the Disney royalty just kept coming. You know,
wow.
Floyd Norman was there, one of the legendary animators,
wow.
Right on up to Michael Giacchino, who just scored The Incredibles 2. So
right.
It was a great night.
All right, sir. We'll see you soon. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much. And have a good first summer day today.
That's my plan.
Thanks,
have
Paul.
Fun,
we appreciate it, man.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Paul.
Well, now that is Paul Preston from MovieGuys.net, and obviously he had a great time, and MovieGuys.net's a fun resource, too, if people want to check that
out. Yeah, it is.
Good thing to do.